The last day, as we're leaving, we had to fly through India into Delhi to come back. And we're in the Delhi airport going through this horrible security line. It takes forever. But we're standing there, and an Indian kid, probably 19 or 20, walks past me, and he has a shirt on that says, "Because not all know." And then it has the reference, Matthew 18, on the bottom. And I didn't speak to him because in those countries, they wear shirts that they're just handed. And so I didn't know if he knew what a shirt said or if it was just a random T-shirt. But I thought about that phrase all the way home. And then for the last couple of weeks, because not all of know. This picture, I don't know what side that is, the left. That is the first village we were in. And it was miserable. I mean, it was well over 100 degrees. You can see four ceiling fans, six windows in the building, hot. It's like a convection oven. The fans are just moving the hot air around you. But these women sat for 8 hours a day on the floor, which they're used to, 8 hours a day on the floor studying God's word, listening to God's word. And, you know, the white women are melting in the back of the building. And I'm sitting there going, is this worth it? And it is, because not all know. God calls us in Matthew 18 to go tell. And that might be to your next door neighbor or your children. And it might be these women in Nepal. But, you know, you get home in the end of the day or the hotel, and it's a terrible hotel. It's 5-star over there, but that's very different than any 5-star we have. And it's just a hard trip. Satan was attacking on every level. I didn't sleep the first week we were there due to nightmares and just other attacks from the devil. And I kept thinking, is it worth it? And it kept coming back to it is worth it because they need to know. And then even just coming home knowing that I've got family members that need Jesus. And somehow it's easier for me to fly to Nepal and give these women Jesus than to tell my own family members about who God is and that they need him. And so I've kind of been on a, I don't know what the word would be.
Mission.
A mission, thank you. To tell the family members that need Jesus. And they think I'm a little kooky, and that's okay. Because the bottom line is, it's better for me to be uncomfortable in different situations than them to go to hell for eternity.